State lawmakers are asking what rights local governments have to charge fees to megaload shipments moving through Montana cities and towns. These vehicles carry enormous pieces of equipment blocking traffic as they haul their freight, often to the tar sands of Canada or the Bakken oil patch. The legislature's Revenue and Transportation Interim Committee inquired into the fees today. Capital reporter Dan Boyce says the city of Missoula began charging them a few years ago.
Missoula Mayor John Engen says the reason for putting in place this fee for megaload shipments is simply for the city to make its money back.
Basically, they're covering the costs that we incur if we have somebody out in the field dealing with traffic signals or reviewing traffic plans.
That might include moving traffic lights out of the way and then reinstalling them, or maybe extra law enforcement to deal with protests. There is a community in Missoula actively opposed to the shipment of megaloads, saying the equipment facilitates the expansion of polluting fossil fuel industries.
You may have heard of some of those issues we've had in Missoula with pedestrians and the megaloads.
That's Don Veroux with Missoula's Development Services. He's explaining the city's rationale behind the fees to the Montana Legislature's Revenue and Transportation Interim Committee. Helena Democratic Representative Chuck Hunter asks Veroux if the politics of the megaloads prompted the fees.
A lot of the interest in this dialogue, particularly with Missoula, was based upon a sense that perhaps the city was trying to discourage megaloads from coming through the town.
Veroux says he did not get that sense when the fee was enacted. Mayor Engen points out the fee is just over $300, which he argues should not be an undue burden to companies shipping these megaloads. He says this is not some kind of de facto regulation.
Oh, gosh, no. I mean, if we wanted to de facto regulate, why wouldn't we put a price tag on it that really took a bite out of these folks?
Still, it has lawmakers like Great Falls Democratic Representative Tom Jacobson wondering if Missoula's fee would just be the beginning.
What is to prohibit every county or every town that a megaload or any type of load would pass through from setting up a gate at the entrance and saying, you know, you got to pay your fee and do your process before you can pass?
The industry has concerns about that. Executive Vice President of the Motor Carriers of Montana, Spook Stang.
Even though Missoula has never denied a permit, could they deny a permit under the rules?
Some on the legislative committee believe no, the city could not deny the permit. Stevensville Republican Senator Fred Thomas doesn't think Missoula even has the right to assess the fee. The path the megaloads take through Missoula is along Brooks and Reserve Streets, part of U.S. Highway 93.
If they were transgressing on a city road, doing a bypass off 93 and going around on a city-owned street, then it'd be a different issue, but not when you're on the U.S. Highway system.
The Revenue and Transportation Interim Committee has directed its legal staff to determine if Missoula actually has the jurisdiction to assess such a fee. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.